Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, on to something a bit more serious. A shocking statistic. According to a report commissioned by the Law Society, the rate of sexual violence in Ireland is 43% higher than in any other EU country. And that's just the incidences that are reported. Rachel Morrow is CEO of the Rape Crisis Centre. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Afternoon, Sean.
The fact that it's so dramatically higher than any other EU country, is that because in every real sense there are more incidences of sexual violence in Ireland, or because perhaps the reporting has increased?
We don't really know. And I know that that's not a very helpful reply, but it's probably a combination. It's probably a combination of reasons. So we think that there's greater confidence amongst survivors in the justice system. As well as that, during the period that the Law Society looked at for this report, we know that there was an increase in the number of survivors of child sex abuse and the schools abuse who came forward, and they reported as well. But I think that really it's probably not that Ireland has a greater rate of sexual violence compared to the other European countries, but it's impossible not to be shocked by the persistent scale of sexual violence in Ireland. And although there has been some discussion around what the drivers of that rate is, I think that we really need to look a bit deeper and read the statistics alongside some of the other knowledge we have about survivors' wider experience of the justice system. And I think the first thing is to realise that even though there is that high percentage difference between reporting rates in European countries and the actual number of people who've survived a sexual crime and then make a report to the Gardaí, that's absolutely tiny. It's under 4,000 reports per year. Yet the CSO has found that 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men will experience sexual violence in their lifetime. So there's this chasm between the number of people in this country who are survivors and the number of people who report to the Gardaí. And I think that that is the first thing to be shocked at. So even though the report outlines this high reporting rate that you mentioned, this 43% higher figure compared to other countries, there's a very long way to go before the true magnitude of sexual crimes are reflected in statistics from the justice sector.
Now, you said one possible reason for this, and it makes sense, is perhaps an increased confidence in the legal system. Is that justified?
I think that there have been a lot of changes in the justice system. I think there is a really long way to go. One of the improvements has been the establishment of what are called DPSUs, their Divisional Protective Services units. And Justin Kelly, who's the current commissioner for the Gardaí, he did serve there. So we have, at the very highest level of the Gardaí, we have somebody who understands sexual crimes. As well as that, there's been changes to the law. There's still a lot to do. It's obviously a lot of excessive delays in the court system. There's some discussion around under-resourcing in the judiciary. And I think that the survivors' experience would be suboptimal. And I think that survivors consistently report having challenging experiences. However, when there is a conviction, we often now see survivors standing on the steps of the court and they're encouraging other people to go the justice route. But I suppose what's frustrating for survivors is that, again, going back to that comparatively high reporting rate, there's a very low detection rate for these crimes, and that hovers at around 20%. And if you think about the inverse of that statistic, you'll see that it obviously means that around 70 to 80% of sexual crimes remain undetected. And for the benefit of listeners, the detection rate is where Gardaí have investigated a report of a sexual offence. They've established that a crime took place and have identified at least one suspected offender for the incident. So that doesn't happen in 70 to 80% of sexual crimes. So you can start to see that there's a pattern that's really evident at every point along the justice pathway. The number of survivors gets smaller and smaller the closer you get to a conviction. And oftentimes survivors who want the alleged perpetrator to face justice for what he did never get beyond the starting line. And this pattern can re-traumatise those who've already affected that or are already very affected, and they do have reduced trust in the system.
And an example of that, in 2023, 3,407 sexual crimes were reported to the Gardaí. 264 have been prosecuted so far. That number might increase, but it's certainly not impressive. Is it the nature of sexual violence, that it's more difficult to prove, given that I suppose a lot of it takes place behind closed doors?
It is difficult to prove, but I think that, like, how can we say with any confidence that justice is being truly served if we're paralysed and accept that only 4% of victims of sexual violence make a report to the Gardaí? Like, I think that we need to move beyond the principle of access to justice being a right for us all and ensure that in practice all victims of crimes feel that the pathway to justice is genuinely open to them. And we know that the justice system itself is a barrier to some people getting access to the justice that they so deserve. So I think that low prosecution rate, I think that is very troubling, and really we need to ensure that it is that whatever needs to happen to increase it and to make it more equal to other types of crime, that happens, because at the moment there are thousands of perpetrators living free from the consequence of what they did because they haven't felt the arm of justice in their case. And I think that is really dispiriting, really demoralizing for survivors of sexual violence. Like, they're the ones who seem to carry the weight of what happened to them, and they had, of course, nothing to do with it. You know, they never deserved what happened to them. And yet they're the ones who carry this burden for their lives.
So in a practical sense, what could be done that isn't being done at the moment?
I think that some of it is around resourcing. And I know that's, you know, not an easy thing in the current economic climate. But I think that we have to talk about expansion of resources of the courts. We need to appoint more judges. We need to strengthen Garda capacity. And really, we need to look at the barriers that are faced by survivors. Like, why is it just in the case of sexual violence that so few survivors feel that the route to justice is open to them? We need to make sure that it is open for everyone. And that requires us to look across society as well, because sexual violence does not happen in isolation. It's part of an ecosystem that feeds it. We need to make sure that people feel that they're going to be believed, that there aren't going to be delays to their cases. They need to have a realistic expectation that there will be a conviction at the end of it. I think that those low detection rates within the Gardaí, they point to, as you said earlier, Sean, that maybe there isn't evidence there that can be detected. But then we need to find another way to look at this, because you can't have one crime, sexual violence, you can't have that with such a low detection rate and such a low number of prosecutions. I really think we need to redouble our efforts and think about how we can make sure that more perpetrators face justice.
The staffing and the resources, does that apply to the DPP as well? Because it also seems to be the case that the Gardaí are presenting evidence, a caseload of evidence to the DPP, and then the DPP decides there isn't enough there.
I think there's probably mixed views about that as well. I know that Aoife Grace Moore was writing in the Journal earlier this morning, and she spoke to Dave Coleman, who is a specialist lawyer in these kind of cases. And in his view, he said that the DPP is underfunded and overworked, and that creates a vicious cycle of not prosecuting these cases. But then in response, the DPP said that it isn't underfunded and said that their budget allocation had increased. But I think that we have to ensure that if more people feel that the route to justice is open to them, that the DPP is resourced and is equipped to be able to deal with those cases. And we also know from the discussion that the Minister for Justice is promoting at the moment around counselling notes, he's thinking that there's going to be more disclosure hearings, which would put additional pressure on the court system. So I think that we need to make sure that those delays which already exist aren't exacerbated by future changes.
Yeah. Is there also, I don't know if difficulty is the right word, but if somebody's been subjected to sexual violence of some sort, they're traumatized, and then, you know, and they mightn't go straight to the guards then. There might be a gap of days or weeks or months or even years. The longer it's left, is that then in turn more difficult to prove?
Well, I'm not sure that it's more difficult. It's definitely a feature of sexual offences that people don't immediately go to the Gardaí. And again, there's that it's only a tiny minority of people who do go to the Gardaí. But particularly, as is the case for historical sex cases, there is definitely a lag of, in many cases, over 10 years. But that's also a feature of people who didn't experience child sex abuse and they experienced adult rape or sexual violence, that it can take a really long time to build up the courage to go to the Gardaí. And remember, there's so much stigma still around this issue. People blame themselves. They think that they won't be believed. They worry that it was in some way their fault. And these, again, can create these barriers that stop people from getting any type of support, never mind going to the Gardaí. So, again, it's back to that ecosystem that sexual violence thrives in, this kind of societal beliefs that inform all our behaviours.
Yeah. Rachel, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Rachel Morrow there, Chief Executive Officer of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. And, you know, obviously, if you've been affected by any incidences, any issues around what we've been talking about, you can contact the Rape Crisis Centre 24/7 at 1800-778-888. 1800-778-888.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.